Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another fantastic program. Tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So everybody listening live will be able to go to the Lightship for healing. We'll do that probably in a few minutes here. If you're listening to an archive on Saturday night, then you cannot go, but you will feel the peace energy coming to you during this process here. So let's energize the light beam on your monitor screen with peace energy. Here it comes. You can pull it up on your monitor if you wish. Scroll down about an inch or so and bring up the light beam. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we'll go to the Lightship here. Let's first let's do a mental clearing to get people out of their heads. So here we go. Do the mind-to-heart drop, and have to command your spirit naturally to do this. So we're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts that you have inside of your head and move them into your heart center, and then you're going to be in non-judgment and have no thoughts. Here we go. So dropping down, and this you can do yourself. In fact, you should be doing it daily. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So when you're in your heart center, you're at the zero point on the timeline. It means that you're not in time. You're in the now on the timeline, and you're not affected by things around you. So you may actually look and sense energies, your computer, you know, lamps, the desk, table, your bed, wherever you are, and you're going to notice that you're not connected to it energetically. And when we go to the Lightship, it'll be even more so because they don't have time. So let's start to go to the Lightship, everybody, so you can bring up your animals and pets and also your plants, flowers, trees, if you wish. And everybody listening live right now will go up to the Lightship for healing. You're up there physically with your body. You're bilocated instantly. And you're going to feel the cocoon energy around you from the Lightship as I bring it in. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you might feel yourself even more different than what you did 15 seconds ago because you are completely out of time, not living in time here on this planet. So let's go to the first room and request one particular healing throughout the session here that you may have. And we'll just see if a light beam can accommodate that for you. Remember, the healings take place according to how much judgment you have stored inside of your body. That's your predisposition on your ancestors, on their belief systems. Remember, in Jesus' time, it basically was stated, your faith healed you, it was done unto you as you believe, in a sense, and that's your belief of your ancestors. Not your own belief, but your ancestors' belief. And if there are a lot of judgments tied up with a particular problem that you're having, it's only because they gave that to you. So you're living their life. So here we go. Let's go into the room, which has orange energy first. Request your healing. Here we go. Here comes the orange energy. I'll count to five to bring it into you. You can sense it down here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another room we'll go into is the hot tub room, and we have the golden energy there. And you may feel energy around you like a gel on your skin. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. and we'll go into the Life Force Energy Room. This is the room where they have red energy. So here comes the red energy for you. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, we'll have one more room. And we'll go into the room. We have a request here from Jane for bunnies. So we'll go into the room where the light beams have chosen a form, which are rabbits, bunnies, to do healing. Remember, they bring forth energies much like ourselves here, animals that are there, that they're going to incarnate into another planet of light. May not be the one here. So here we go. Here comes the energy of the bunnies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room, which people love, which is a centrifuge room. This is where the light beams can help to release from you some types of addictions, energy patterns that are recycling in you, physical problems. So here we go. Coming into this room, you're going to feel the energy of lack coming to you because the lack will help to release it. On the light ship, you're in a room that's completely circular and with silver walls on it, like mirrors. And we're going to have this energy get absorbed into the walls. And you might actually physically see some energy coming. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we're going into another room, and we'll have the silver energy come to us. And they're also putting energy inside of our mouth right now, a liquid. You might feel a change your saliva. You might feel your gums change, your teeth change a little bit here, your tongue. Here comes the silver energy. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we'll go into another location. This is, we have a request from Ashley for pink dolphins. So stronger, stronger. Here's the dolphins. We're in the water right now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room again, which is a centrifuge room. Just think of something that's bothering you or a condition. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into one other room here. You might sample the different energies. And we'll go into the rooms that we do on the ascension calls here. We'll go into the room where the some of the archangels are that's come down here. They're not here now. But the ones that have come down momentarily to help people out when they've had physical bodies here momentarily. So we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. So we're in the 3M rooms here. Here we go. Here comes their energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see what we can go into next year. Let's go into a room which has the dolphins. People like the dolphins, so let's go into the dolphin room again here. These are the golden dolphins. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into another room, and this is where the penguins are. So we have a lot of water tonight, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into another room, where the females will kind of work on your neck and shoulders, maybe lower back, do like a little energetic back massage on us here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's see where we are here with the room that they want to work with us tonight here. We'll go into another location. Let's go to the room that has a rainbow waterfall. And we'll be coming back shortly here. So here we go, rainbow waterfall energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And bring in some more of that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last room will be the crystal room with the clear quartz. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little more of this energy coming our way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's come back from the light ship here. And here we go. Coming back down. So we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. Remember, all the clearings and healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And we're giving our thanks for them working with us tonight. Coming back down, I'll count to five. You're going to feel the room completely change as the light ship disconnects the energy from you. And you're going to be here now and not being beamed up back and forth to the light ship. So here we go. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we're back now. See how your body's doing. See if you're more relaxed. This is what we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We go to the light ship, and on Monday and Fridays, it's only $20 for a one-hour healing process. So if you have a concern, you may wish to experience that. So we have our co-host on tonight, which is Annika. Are you out there, Annika?
I am here, Ron, and thank you all for being with us, and thank you for that wonderful trip to the light ship. I really felt how incrementally I got more and more and more relaxed and got to like a different stage with every room you did. So I really felt that. So I saw a lot of nice little requests for different rooms, and welcome everyone, a lot of people on here on the fast chat. And if you're new to Creation Light Ship, you can go to the fast chat and put your questions in there. We also do take callers. You can call in. If you go to BBS Station 1, you will see those call-in numbers, and I also posted some of that on the fast chat. And wanted to let you know also what's coming up. Might as well mention here that we have special calls coming up. Next Saturday, the start will be May 14th for the four-hour monthly Ascension Preparation Call with the Creation Light Ship and Ron. And after that, the eight-hour Healing Intensive Conference Calls are on three consecutive Sundays, May 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Those 8-hour calls, or the 4-hour call, it's good to know. It's 28 hours of healing totally, and you get a special discount if you come on to all of it. You don't have to be present. You can be absentee, and you can just connect with Ron about that. It's nice to be on, but you don't have to be. So maybe you want to mention a little bit about that, Ron?
Yeah, so when you're on these calls, the 28-hour calls, you're actually on the light ship for 1 month. in quarantine. So they continuously work with you getting rid of the alien critters. The show last night, we did a lot of alien releases of different things. We could do a couple here tonight just to give you a sample, everybody, to see, to let you know that you have them inside of you. That's the basic thing. So let's work with the maggots that are crawling around your scalp, okay? So if you start feeling your head itch, that's because you have alien critters with you. And remember, these are energetic. You can't see them. But they do also have their physical counterparts here. But these are the ones that live off of your energy system, which you don't want to have happen to you. And they can cause all kinds of illnesses. So we get rid of a lot of these life forms that are with you. Then you can regain better health and actually just feel better about your life living here. So here goes the maggots. And these are quite interesting as they get released from you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's the maggot energies. And we'll still work with our head here. Let's get rid of the little critters that are the scarabs that kind of relate over our third eye, over our forehead. So here, these things are going to be leaving. Remember, we can have lots of these with us here, not just one or two of them. We're just doing a sample tonight to show you that you do have things that are kind of creepy and crawling around inside of your body. So here goes. This is the scarab energies. One, two, you're in quarantine right now on the light ship. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And a lot of people liked when I took out energies out of their eyes. These are little small like black bugs with many legs, maybe the size of a dot. Here we go. Releasing them now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's look at another energy that we have on us here. We'll release some orb energies. The orb energies, remember, work with the jellyfish on top of your head. This is why you want to have your crown chakra and your other chakras closed off to the alien energies. So if you have your crown opened up and it's wide open, then you're putting out energies to the aliens and they will connect to you. Remember, this is what people see in all the different pictures where you're like a sprinkler putting out energies over your head. This is the gateway, the connection to the aliens that come into your body through your crown chakra. That's New Age metaphysics. It's not nothing to do with spirituality. Just a teaching that we've had here that naturally is from the darkness, the light of the darkness. And they want you to keep your crown open so that the aliens can connect to you. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here. And we're going to get rid of the orb energies that are attached to your body, to your cells in your body, bringing up your cellular memory, which is what you're probably re-experiencing in dreams. And remember, your cells carry your fears. all the lifetimes of your ancestors, and that's how they connect to you. And that's why they can push your buttons very easily, because you're allowing these to do that without your knowledge and consent. And this is the way some people have, like a very bad day, because they're connecting to your past, bringing up issues. So here we go, releasing orb energies. Stronger, stronger. We'll do your right side of your body first. So just divide your body in half. We'll take the ones off of your right side. You can kind of feel how it is, if you even feel off-balanced. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now the left side of your body. I'll count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So these are some of the alien critters that are with you. Some go inside of your body. Some go outside. The ones that are in your abdominal area, once you get those released, you might actually lose an inch or two on your waist. And that's pretty common with a lot of people. So I have a question here about crashing a timeline for Nisara. No, I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm not going to deal with that type of energy. I'm sorry, Ed, but that I won't do, because it's just another belief system dealing with people thinking that they're going to get money from something that's created from the darkness. So I'm not going to deal with that energy. So, Annika, back to you.
Okay, so I actually, you didn't hear me here, but I got like major sneeze attack here with the maggots and the scarabs and all that, so, and it moved away, and the orb energy was pretty strong too, so I noticed other people were feeling, I saw somebody said that they were getting heated up or hot here, and somebody was getting tingles, so thank you for sharing. And Bonnie had a question, moved away, of course, but here, I find it. Are maggots on head, mostly? So where are the maggots?
Yeah, normally those are kind of on your head, forehead. They could also go elsewhere. The caterpillars normally go to your joints. So what we're going to do is work with your knees right now, taking away the caterpillars. Remember, on these conference calls, we get rid of the life form, we get rid of the poison, waste products, and the carcass. We actually do four separate healings. So let's do knee energy here, and the knee energy will be for the caterpillars that go into your joints, and they could even probably cause arthritis. So here we go. Work on your left knee first, stronger, 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 and just kind of put your focus there, your feelers out, and just see if you feel energy leaving you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the right knee. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Next, we'll do poisons from the caterpillars. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do their waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and the dead carcasses that are living, that were living with you that died, maybe they were in alien wars inside of your body. Remember, aliens don't always like each other, so they may have had a war, and a lot of them were casualties, they died, and they're still there, so you're like an alien burial ground. So one, getting those released, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the clearings that we've done today so far, I would say probably got rid of maybe about 0.5% of what you have with you. So if you feel better,
That's because a little bit got released. This is like a small Band-Aid. This is why it's very beneficial to get on these 8-hour calls so you can live life better. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Sorry. clearing my lungs here, Ron. So, you know, something that Alan is describing sounds a bit like jellyfish to me. Anything that sounds like electricity over the body, like short circuit energy. Because he's asking what ones feel like acupuncture over all of body short circuit energy. Could that be jellyfish?
Yeah, that's a jellyfish normally, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Told you that here. If you're rid of a couple of them, you could have hundreds, if not thousands, but here we go. These are just sample clearings as to why you need to get on these calls and get on the website and do some clearing. Here we go. Jellyfish energy is on top of your head and the little tentacles. Just think of the movie Avatar with that tree of life on top of your head and all those little things that float around attaching to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I see Mike asking about resentment. Can we do anything for resentment?
Yeah, we can do a timeline crash for that. If that's an emotional issue, so you want to do timeline crashes for an emotional issue. That's how they're designed to be used. And the price of that is $20 a week, $60 for a month. And I would think if you did a timeline crashes and you got up for 1 month, and you probably did maybe 50 timeline crashes per emotional issue that you have had, you would probably be pretty well off with a month of clearing for that. That's what I would think would be great for everybody. So here we go. Remember, the timeline crashes only work for emotional issues that we have on the site right now. And the emotional issues is how you're abducted. Remember, you have an emotional issue. The aliens are going to see you and want to abduct you with that issue. And they sell that time, and you could be on many timelines at once. So here we go, emotional issue, timeline crash for resentment. So I'll count to 10 to crash a timeline. This one's going to be crashing in 5 minutes, so this is a very quick one. 1, that means that everybody must have resentment. 2, must be a hot issue. 3, for the aliens to abduct people on. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, that's one timeline. And this issue, I would say if you have that issue with you, you probably have about 200 of these. So we'll do another timeline crash for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another timeline crash for resentment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I'll do a space-time crash for you. Normally on a timeline crash, you're brought back here. But a lot of times, maybe a few of the times, you're still out there, maybe from before even. Maybe you were doing resentment at the age of 12, and somehow the aliens just kind of bumped you out the timeline. Maybe you're with, 100 million people, and somehow you got lost, in the transfer from coming back here when they abducted you, and you're sitting around now, or floating around in cyberspace, we'll say, in a sense, in the beyondo, and you don't know where you are. So I'm going to bring you back at the age of 12, and we'll pick the month of May. This is for resentment. And here you're going to come back. So you're, when you do come back, if you're stuck there, you're going to be bringing back with you the programming, because your body's out there, a piece of you is out there, and you're going to be coming back to your body right now, and you will have the problems that you dealt with from the aliens during that process. And it'll take a little bit for the light ship to heal you and for your body to get back into sync, because you're going to be bringing in the emotional traumas and situations of being abducted. Your body's not going to like that. And whatever they did to you for that particular problem of resentment, that will be with you. Remember, this is your cellular memory and your body coming back to you. So I'm going to count to 10 to help you out to get back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Annika, and you may feel strange, everybody, for a little bit, because you're now coming back from the beyondo back to your body, the parts of you that were abducted that never came back to you.
Okay, so let's see what we can go on to next. I got a little bit cut off there for a while, so I'm not sure what you did cover, but did you talk about that there could be millipedes and centipedes that needs to be removed from us too?
I would imagine so, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, the centipede energies, we can do that here. We'll do centipedes and the other ones. So here we go. Timeline crash for this here. It's not an emotional issue, but I do this special for people here. So here we go. And millipedes, so stronger. Stronger, get the energy to move here. We have to change the energy completely. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we have to readjust the energy. Now this is what they're doing in quarantine just for this program here. Now we're going to be doing a timeline crash for those. So 1, 2, 3, if I'm getting dizzy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, I am just trying to get on here. So, did you do anything for GF? I see. Let's see. You know, I've been off here and I didn't hear you. Sorry about that.
No,
I know you.
No, I'm doing nothing for the Galactic Federation. No.
Yes. Okay. And okay. So here it's coming on again. Other people are feeling dizzy too, so maybe it's not just me here. Is all cellular memory an alien implant, asked by Trent?
Well, all cellular memory is from the darkness, okay? And what happens is they connect to your cellular memory to traumatize you and also abduct you. So this is what cellular memory is for you. You don't need it in your body. And problem that the aliens, what that we have here, is that they do connect to us through our cellular memory. This is what they did to energize us completely with traumas and dramas. So that's the problem that we're having, is that they use that as a tool for themselves to connect to us. Remember, we don't need any cellular memory. That's we just need your genetics to keep your body, to know who you're going to look like, and that's all that's needed.
Okay.
So I can do a clearing now, if you like. Here, what we'll do is release you from your cellular memory until the show is done here. Remember, it's not needed in your body. It just traumatizes you. It keeps you going through your contracts and agreements, your soul family agreements, the alien abductions. Because all that is put in place by the darkness, the light of the darkness. And that's the problem that we have here. So here we go. I'm going to disconnect you from the cellular memory. I'll count to 10. So stronger. Stronger. We're ready to go here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I start to feel your body lighten itself up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now kind of see how your body's feeling. If someone would like to call in tonight and maybe describe how they're feeling, or type in on the fast chat how it feels to be free from your cellular memory, which is all the thoughts of your ancestors, and what also is programmed in you from this lifetime, it'd be interesting to see how you're feeling. This is the way you're supposed to be as a life form, and the aliens chose to keep that going lifetime after lifetime, so you can never get yourself well. And this is why you also are told why you have to reincarnate from the light of the darkness, because you've made mistakes in the last lifetime. So you can never come out on it. It's an impossible feat to even try to do, because your body, after each lifetime, you know, from the thoughts, gets imprinted into the next body genetics. This is why with the teachings of Jesus, he taught that you're supposed to have your body cleansed, which is what he was doing for people for the ascension 2,000 years ago, so that it would be passed on for the next people, so they would understand that and cleanse their body of judgments before they conceived a child. So everybody listening, your ancestors had 2,000 years to do this process, and if they would have done it, you'd be ready for ascension right now with no clearings from the light ship, or maybe one or two clearings just to get yourself caught up, to get rid of maybe a few thoughts that you may have had, and you'd all be ready to ascend. But the church has stepped in, and the darkness stepped in, and took everybody sideways. And when Buddha came, he talked about it too. That was 600 years before Jesus, to jumpstart the people back then. And unfortunately, no one came here to do that. It's possible that maybe Saint Germain came about 300 years ago, but his teachings, if he had anything at all here, went sideways, and people just talk about him, you know, living a long time. And I think it was 300 years ago, or he lived for 300 years. And from there, they talked about how he manifested, you know, gold, and did readings on different people because he lived for a long time. And his actual teachings from the light ship was probably taken away, and also, you know, the body itself probably was invaded by the darkness anyway. In fact, you know, that's why there's a lot of weird teachings out there in religions, or religion of like the IMers who talk about Saint Germain wearing different colors of clothes, and you can't have different colors and everything else. I mean, it's really bizarre to hear their teachings, because it's in judgment. And right away, you know, the light does not judge. So if there's any teachings out there about judgment being brought forth, the Bible is full of judgment, then you know that that can't be of the light. So the light does not judge itself. It can't. That's why I say the light does not channel through anybody, because just using words and a vocabulary, and the words also, the letters in the words are controlled by the darkness energy. So just by saying something, the words would actually have a different meaning throughout time, and would not be correct. So the light can never channel through anybody on this planet, because it will never do that, because of the vocabularies that we have here and the control of the energy. So we'll see if Annika is still there. So Annika, are you still there?
I am here. I am here. Yes, my fast chat seems to be moving off and on, so I don't always seem to. I actually am not seeing it right now, but we can talk about some of the clearings that you're doing, and one of them that is something that you've been doing lately a lot of is the timeline crashes, and you know, most people that have heard you before know a little bit about how to do that and how to go online and actually do that for their own emotional issues. And also sometimes you've actually cleared for some of the more happier feelings that we might have too, like excitement and that sort of thing. So
okay.
Can we maybe explain?
Yeah, okay. Remember, judgments are negative and positive. And so let's do a timeline crash for a positive emotion. Remember, all emotions that we have are judgment. And because you want to be in peace energy, which is non-judgmental energy. So once you get into an emotional situation, let's clear the word that would be maybe happiness, okay? So happiness would be a judgment, because the opposite of that might be sadness. Remember, that's duality energy. And so the words themselves that we have are words that are brought to us by the aliens. Thank you very much. And they have a meaning to them, and we use that meaning to kind of describe how we're feeling. So let's do a clearing for a timeline crash for our happiness. Here we go. And it will just be as hard to do, and the energy on it will also be negative, because it's a judgmental energy. It's in duality. So here we go, happiness. One, timeline crash. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that's a positive. We think it's positive. Remember, it's still duality. When you're in peace, you're in discernment, okay? And then it's up to you to decide what emotion or what situation you wish to get into. Hopefully nothing, you know, but discernment is where you wish to be, so that you're out of judgment. But when you judge anything, that's where you're living, and your ancestors have plenty of judgment. That's why you have physical conditions that appear to you, and your spiritual life lessons, here we'll call it, from your soul family, because you got involved with duality, and duality is judgment. In discernment, you can look at things outside of where you are without stepping yourself into it. That's the difference. So here we go. Let's do another positive energy. And so let's do a clearing for... Let's see. Do you have one out there, Annika, that would be positive?
Joy.
Joy. Here we go. Okay, clearing for Joy. Remember, just as bad as anything negative, so this is Joy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How about another positive emotion? Let's do one that maybe deals with money. Let's do the energy of gold. People like to have gold necklaces and things like this. This is kind of going a little different, but some people think, wealth is gold. And that's probably why they're buying maybe a gold watch or a gold necklace, a gold ring, okay? So because inside of you, you think gold is very good. Remember, your body has it stored inside of it. So let's do a timeline crash for gold. And have to change the energy now because it's not an emotion. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm feeling kind of sick. 2, 3, I'm feeling my stomach turning here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, another good one is people who have pride. Here we go. Timeline crash for pride. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have another one here. And this one here is love. Remember, people like to be in love. Here we go. Timeline crash for love. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one for prestige. That might deal with maybe having lots of money, possibly. Maybe high self-esteem. So prestige. Timeline crash for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the real obvious one is positivity. Timeline crash for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll just see how you're doing here. Hopefully you're understanding that having a positive emotion is just as bad as a negative one. That's why you want to be in the present moment. dropping down, you know, with the mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit to do that. And if you don't ask your spirit or command it to do it, then you're working in the mental plane. And, you know, you can have a mental plane light of the darkness spirit come to you and tell you all kinds of good information. Remember, that's one of the pitfalls. That's what people do when they channel information. They're bringing in the light of the darkness through archangels and whatever they wish to bring in, not knowing that the light doesn't channel. And like I've said before, you know, if you are going to find somebody who is doing that, you're probably better off to have an entity come to the channeler, like a trash collector or somebody who has been here, you know, in the past, with an entity to give you information about life here, rather than trying to bring in some high spiritual being that's going to give you a lot of great information that may not be real for you. Remember that the energies on the emotional bodies are what a lot of people channel, and the entities will come in as an archangel, you know, as God itself or herself or whatever. There are people who say they channel God, which could be true. You know, aliens do like to be channeled. All the churches have them in it. So anyway, hopefully you enjoyed this program tonight. Our show is kind of coming to an end shortly here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much. It's actually interesting feeling all that being removed. So I saw before when I saw when I was looking at the fast chat here, somebody was asking about poverty and clearing poverty, and you can go to the website, creationlightship.com, and find a healing which is for poverty, and it's a whole lifetime clearing. And there are also in the generations, you can go back very far with that. So that's one good way of really helping ourselves to get out of that stuff. And there's more to that, too. Of course, you can do the slavery clearing as well if you want to go even further, as often that has been a big thing for many generations and, you know, for us here, too. So do you want to mention something about that, Ron?
Yeah, a lot of people have an issue with slavery, and that kind of puts you into the caste system, and that's all judgment, too. So you may have a problem in your life, and the slavery clearing we put up because some people knew that they were slaves or their grandparents were slaves, especially African-American people, and that's why I put up on the website, because they said, you know, I just know that I can't get ahead because I have the mindset of being a slave, and slaves are not able to own anything or have anything done. So I have had people that have done that clearing, and then they go into the seven-generational clearing. So the reason why we have seven-generational clearings up are for the people that know that they have a history going back. The seven-generational clearings will probably go back to about the 1800s. And so if you do know, you know, grandparents, maybe even your parents, great-grandparents, that's what that clearing is for, is to really kind of go more into the core of you to get rid of this genetic problem that you're dealing with. Because remember, you're dealing with issues in your genetics, and the aliens will definitely abduct you with those because it's stored inside of you. Remember, they only torment you and give you problems because you have emotional issues there, and that's why they abduct you. So if you do have an issue and you know about it and you have some relief doing a timeline crash, then by all means do a whole lifetime clearing on that issue, because that will help you out immensely because you have it in you. The timeline crashes are like a Band-Aid to get them off your back right now, like a little fly swatter. But if it's stored deep inside of you, then you know that you must do a whole lifetime clearing. And possibly you may want to do, you know, a seven-generational clearing if you still feel the issue is with you. Remember, these clearings should have been done by your ancestors, so you can kind of blame them for giving you your heavy load in this lifetime because they didn't understand, and they didn't, and maybe they went to church but never realized what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago. Maybe they were not taught that you must clean out your genetics for ascension. And if you forget about ascension, once you get your genetics cleaned out of you, on issues, and you won't have the issue any longer. So this is the whole thing. To have a better life, you need to get the stuff out of you that gunk your baggage. And once the baggage is released, then you feel better. Just by doing these sample clearings tonight, you must really understand that these are samples and that they're here to help you. And this is why we have them. So the website is active 24/7. You can go on there, use PayPal, have your clearings done. And the first one to start off with is the emotional whole lifetime clearing. If you're over 30 years of age, then I would recommend doing the alien death barcode to get more life force energy to you, and that has two clearings with it, a stress death barcode and your particular death barcode. Remember, your natal chart sets yourself up for when you're born. The planets control you, and also they control when you're going to be losing your energy because the aliens will attack you to have you actually get to die here. This is what they're doing. So those are the two main clearings that I'd recommend doing. If you've already done that, then do the mental clearing, the whole lifetime mental clearing. That will help you out also with some of your thoughts. So those are the main ones to start off with. I have many other clearings, but those are the ones that I'd recommend doing. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much, Ron, and thank you for all who has been on the fast chat. Sorry, I couldn't see it half the time. It's kind of coming off and on here, and then now I'm seeing a little bit more, so thank you for the comments on there, and we will continue on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which is a BBS show Monday, and there's also shows Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with Ron and the Creation Light Ship. And if you want to connect with Ron about the upcoming 4-hour Ascension Preparation call on May 14th and the 8-hour Healing Intensive Conference calls coming up on 3 Sundays after that, you can email creationlightship@yahoo.com or go to the website and connect through there. And have a wonderful week, and talk to you then on Monday again. Happy Mother's Day.
And what I will say is, you know, if you have an issue, if somebody mentions the issue or you're involved with the issue, if it tends to, like, stick in you or, you know, gets blocked in you, remember, if you don't have the issue, the energy will flow right through your body, and it won't attach to you. That's one way to look at it, okay? And so if you're dealing with an issue and you cleared it, then as you move into life, if you see that issue again in front of you and it doesn't stick to you, or you can say, oh, been there, done that, then you know that you have enough of it released out of you. If you still feel drawn into it or compelled into that issue about doing something, then it's sticking with you and you still have more of it left. So the energy... remember, it's all energy. We just had different names for different things. So the energy should not stick to your body and resonate with you. And that's the way to determine if you need to have further clearings like the 7 generational ones. And the clearing itself. You know, some people look at the website and they go, man, it's like overwhelming. There's so many issues here. And I think that I have all of these things. Well, first do your emotional issue. Just look at that. Do it, and you're going to find out that most of the issues are going to be released from you. That emotional clearing, you know, gets rid of probably about 90% of your emotional stuff, traumas and things. And the traumas have different names on it, you know, like feelings and different things like that, anger. So just do that, and you're going to get a lot of relief just by having that. And you probably want to get the additional one, which is the unlimited, so you can go on the website, you know, every day, you know, 2 to 3 times to keep yourself cleaned out. So this is what, you know, we're doing is trying to get you so that you stay out of situations. But if the energy comes into you, whatever it would be, whatever name it is, and it sticks to you, you feel drawn to that, you feel aches or pains in your body, you feel upset, that means that you have that issue. It resonates with you, so you want to clean it out of you. And then you have a better life. So... I'll just say blessings to all of you. I'll energize the light beam now. The people back east will put some energy in there for peaceful sleep. So the next hour will have wonderful peace energy for sleeping. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later. So blessings, and our next program will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. Goodbye, everyone, and good night.
Bye. Yeah, good night.